following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. We've got our Loper Link coming up. We're going to talk with a couple of UNK coaches. It's the final week of the regular season for basketball. And so Kevin Lofton, co-head coach of the men's side, they're on the road on their way to, well, the whole, is everybody going to Tahlequah, Oklahoma this week?
Tahlequah, baby, say it. Don't ask me to spell it. But beautiful.
Sounds like you're trying to clear your throat.
It does kind of sound like that.
Hey, Carrie Underwood went to school there. It's okay by me. It's okay. By me, but we'll talk with
not a fan.
Brady,
that's okay.
Brady Bonzel, MIAA track championships. They have the track and field athlete of the week this week in the MIAA. We'll talk with him. Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach. They get ready for the GPAC conference tournament starts tonight. They're hosting Doan. We'll talk with her. The men on the road to Morningside. That game is tonight on 12:30 a.m. KHAS at 8 o'clock. Also, our Cunningham's comedy clip is coming up. We'll get you registered to win tickets to tomorrow night's comedy show.
Which is a little different show. It's actually like a three-person troupe, the Saucy Cabaret Review. Saucy. Again, and that's one of those words that just looks misspelled. I'm just saying right now. Saucy. Yeah. It's a fun word to say, saucy. Yeah.
And also,
you don't have to say it that way, though, thank God.
Thank you. And tonight at Cunningham's, we'll be chatting with Sean Callahan.
Who's also saucy.
Well, Lise might think that. Mrs. Callahan might think that. But,
there you go. I hope somebody asks him that tonight.
No.
I doubt it comes up, but it'd be funny.
Kind of be the end of the program.
Yeah. That could be the last question. We'll wrap up with this.
Yes, as he jumps out the window. But Sean Callahan was at the Larkin Hastings last night. Tonight he is at Cunningham's, free, open to the public, 6 o'clock. Now come on in and enjoy dinner tonight and drinks and whatever you want on your own dime. But Sean will be in. He's got about a 30 to 35-minute video, if you're familiar with this. He shows up every single spring. And we chat with Sean about what's going on. He'll show the video of the signees of the class of 2015. Mike Riley, spring football, and all that's going on.
There is a ton of questions for them to ask in terms of who's coming out there, but obviously the beginning of a new era of Nebraska football and kind of his impressions of that. There's no shortage of questions. If you're even remotely a Husker fan, there's no shortage of things you'll be able to find out about. A lot of great questions.
So Brady Bonzel's coming up first here on the Doug and Daddy Show, then Kevin Lofton, then Carrie Hofstetter, then Comedy Clip, then tonight Sean Callahan. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, and there's a lot rolling on. Yeah, I'm wrapping my mind around the idea that over half the high school basketball teams in the state, their season is already done. Over half of them are done right now. Boys and girls, over half are done. Wrap that mind around that. I mean,
they're hoping it's spring, right?
They're hoping that rolls around. It's coming. It's coming. Spring is coming.
It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loan. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. The MIAA track championships are this weekend. UNK also sweeps the MIAA awards. And head coach Brady Bonzel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Brady, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. Thank God it's indoor this weekend.
Oh, is the weather supposed to be tapering like that?
Well, I'd go get you running in this morning. All your stuff done this morning because, wow, it's just crazy. Before we shuffle you off to class here, let's talk about what you guys have been up to. Two nice honors for Brady Land and Cole Wellnitz over the weekend. You're continuing to see very good marks by a majority of your team, and they were honored by the MIAA.
Yeah, that was really nice. Brady's mark in particular. I mean, there are not that many 25-foot jumpers out there. You know, I went and looked at the net. I mean, he's seeded third in Division II with that. He would be seeded right around 20th in Division I. He'd be leading the Big Ten Conference by 6 inches with a jump like that. So for a guy that jumped 21 feet in high school, that's pretty outstanding, you know, because he's the kind of guy, you know, you make reference or comparisons to where he'd be stand amongst Division I schools. You know, I think Brady Land maybe only got a phone call from UNK track, maybe Shadron, you know, so developmentally, what a great job for him as a, you know, he's a senior, and Cole's doing a great job too. We knew that Cole was pretty talented. He was from a smaller school, so we knew a little bit underdeveloped, and it's just taking a little bit of time, but what he ran in the mile at 4:09, right, if it were to end today, he'd be going to the national meet with that. I think after the conference meets this weekend, if he doesn't improve that mark, probably be on the bubble.
Talk a little bit about how the weekend went in general for you guys. Kind of a unique environment where the track athletes went to the Nebraska tune-up, the field athletes stayed at home for the Loper. So obviously those two guys, outstanding. How did the rest of the team, were you pretty happy with how everything else worked out?
Yeah, we had a lot of good things happen. You know, Colby Juergens, who's a senior, threw 60 feet in the weight for the first time. You know, I felt like our vaulters did well, particularly Brooke Frederick on the women's side. You know, Juliana Burr, school record in the 60 hurdles, actually did that here in Kearney. Well, to meet the NCAA requirements for a meet, you have to have 10 events. So we did the 6 field events, the 60 to 60 hurdles, the 200 and the 400, with the emphasis being the field events and the things on the straightaway, the 60 and the 60 hurdles. We just felt like tuning up the week before conference, our facility is better in those events than the Devaney Center is. So we had actually called up Northwest Missouri, and they just came over, and we had a duel in those 10 events. And then the rest of the events were at a meet at UNL, which means pretty good, really, in those longer events at UNL. So it kind of met the needs of everybody.
Talking with Brady Bonsall, head track and cross-country coach at UNK, getting ready for the MIAA championships this weekend. Also on the men's side, your distance medley has the top time. Do you switch those guys up, or are you going to have the same team this weekend?
I can't tell you that. we're working on that. We'll decide. It is hard because you've got, you know, the two main guys on that relay are ranked in a couple of individual events, and one of the things you do have to be careful of at the conference meet, you know, some of the way that we've had some of our success the last couple of years is in the distance events by not trying to do too much, but just being really judicious in where we enter and what we do, and maybe let some of the other schools do too much. And in the process, you know, like last year we had two guys in the mile who were nowhere near the fifth and sixth best guys in the conference in the mile, but they finished fifth and sixth at the conference meet because when they went to run that event, they hadn't run anything out the whole meet, and they were racing against guys that maybe had two races in their legs already. So that's one of the things where we've got a little bit of depth in that area. So and it's sometimes it's just luck too. You're guessing at where other people are going to enter and hoping that your athletes run well. But if we do get lucky, we end up in a position where we can get some points that we maybe weren't really supposed to get.
Brady, is there an event that you're really kind of looking forward to? And maybe it probably involves one of your athletes, but is there a race, an event that you're looking at and go, I can't wait to see that coming up this weekend?
Well, if they're wearing a UNK uniform they're in that event, then I'm excited about it. You know, that's a good question. I guess as I approach a meet, I don't always think of it. I don't think of it from the fan standpoint. To be honest with you, a lot of times I'm at meets and we're on our way home and somebody will say, God, could you believe this performance or that performance that happened in the meet? And I'll just look at them like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Because if the person didn't have our uniform on, I probably didn't notice it. So, yeah, you know, I mean, some of the really good athletes in the meet, there's a weight thrower from Central Missouri that's very good. Kellen Locke from Central Missouri in the 800 is very good. So those are a couple of good athletes, and it'll be just be interesting to see. I think the team race on the women's side is probably going to be between Central Missouri and Lincoln University. Central Missouri is ranked number 2 in the country. Lincoln University was outdoor national champs last year. I think that competition just amongst, you know, the team competition between those will be good. On the men's side, the team competition could be really, really tight. You don't know until entries come out how it's all going to play out. But if you just score the performance list, if you just score the conference rankings right now, not knowing where people are going to enter for sure, there's really 6 of the 10 teams are in the hunt to win it. So that's kind of fun when it's like that. I mean, it creates a lot of doubt in terms of how things are going to turn out, but it could be really exciting.
Last minute here with Brady Bonzel. Let him get off to class. Coach, we keep hammering on the men, and they're doing very well. What about the women? What are we looking at here, and when am I going to get my next really great weight thrower?
Okay. You know, Dani Coons, to quote her coach, is sitting on one, meaning, like, there's one. She's ready to blow up, and she has been like that for a month. She's consistently throwing further than she'd ever thrown prior to this year. You know, last year she went from, I can't remember, it was like not being on our all-time top 10 to being 3rd in one throw, and did it at the conference meet. And so she had this one throw last year that was really good. Well, now that's her every throw is what she did. So we're waiting for her to do something really big. You know, on the track, you've got some of the people I coach personally, Steph Hutzel, Liz Damon, maybe even in the vault, and you got Brooke Frederick, people that just missed the national meet last year, people that missed the national meet by one spot or two spots, who I think right now, to be honest with you, are just probably putting a little too much pressure on themselves. Or because of how close they came last year, they come into this year with a higher expectation. So even though they're doing pretty well, they're not quite meeting what their own personal expectation for themselves are. And to get them, maybe it's going to be good just to go to the conference meet where you forget about the individual side of things. It becomes so team-oriented that's when you end up producing these great individual results. So some of those gals that I just mentioned, Danny, Brooke, Hutzel, and Liz Damon, there's others, but those are 4 that pop to mind for me they all have more in them than what they've done so far this indoor season, and just hopefully it comes out here at the conference meet.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get off to class and off to the MIAAs. Best of luck. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Hey, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Brady Bonzel, track coach, UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dani Coons, Buffaloes.
Nice chant there, yeah. And she's sitting on one. She's ready to roll.
Kevin Lofton going to join us here in just a moment as we continue our Loper Link, because we wanted to talk a little bit of basketball as it's an important weekend seeding-wise, all that kind of stuff. The men seem to be playing so well that they should be, and they were tied for the lead at one time, then a couple of losses has dropped them back. It's that tight in the MIAA.
Yeah, one game, a game here, a game there. I mean, it's just really they're in the upper echelon. I mean, that's the key element here, in my opinion, when it comes to UNK basketball. They're in that upper echelon. Everybody that's going to do some damage in basketball in the MIAA is within reach of UNK. I mean, they are right there. They may or may not win the conference title or the conference tournament, but there isn't anybody in the conference that looks at UNK and says, yep, that's a W for us, because they can battle with anybody.
Central Missouri and Northwest Missouri are tied at 13-4, and then you got Pittsburgh State and Lindenwood. Lindenwood's 12-6. The Lopers are 11-6, and then Central Oklahoma and Missouri Southern are both sitting at 10-7. So it is just a jumble right there, just a couple of games really separating everybody.
Yeah, and again, UNK is right there, and you take a look at their scores. I mean, a bucket here, a bucket there, on the road. You know, they could be just as easy in first place than where they are right now, really, as you take a look at things. And again, wow, they're just offensively, they are such a joy to watch. They're a lot of fun to watch. They've always kind of played pretty good defense, UNK has. But the other night, I think they shot like 60% behind the arc in the first half. And it was electric. I mean, it was as much fun watching a home basketball game as we've had in quite some time. It was a lot of fun.
So the Loper basketball team's off to Northeastern State this weekend, and then they are going to Central Oklahoma. And both of those teams are, Central Oklahoma, as we said, right behind them, and Northeastern State struggling towards the bottom of the conference, so they can't afford to let one get away there. But two opportunities here for the Loper men. For the Loper women, when they just keep playing nationally ranked opponents.
Yeah, and that there again, there's a little bit of a gap there between where UNK's at and the rest of the conference, because women's basketball in the MIAA is the top of it is just phenomenally good, phenomenally good.
Co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton joins us on the road as they are headed for this weekend's action. And coach, after you win these two this weekend, what has to happen for you to tie for the MIAA championship?
Oh, wow. We won't even go there. I'll give you the line I've been giving everybody else, because I don't even look at the standing. I just kind of focus
You're two games out, Kevin.
I don't know if coach does, but I don't. I just try to focus on what we can control, and hopefully that's going down the Northeastern and playing well.
Well, you're two games back since you are unaware of that situation, and obviously, you know, we can get you there. Let's talk about where you've been, your analysis of the way the team played in the final two regular season home games.
It takes a good arm.
We've been a little up and down. I think our problem has been on the road. That's where we struggled. At home, we play really good basketball. I kind of heard you guys talking a little bit about it. The game against Hayes on Saturday, as you guys saw, especially in the first half.
As far as they're down,
when we're at home, we seem to be able to find that gear where we play up to the level.
I can't say that James
we think we should be playing at. On the road is where we've kind of struggled, but you know, you're coming off fresh off a win against Fort Hays.
We weren't expecting them to throw. They go out there, our kids played exceptionally well. Good for both of us.
Before that, we played Emporia State, and that was a hard fought battle. And I figured it going in. They got one of the more exciting players in the league, and Terrence Moore, and we were able to come out and Kevin did an outstanding job on him.
Watch him in his games in college
when he had been averaging 27
football field than he was at the combine.
I asked him before he ran on those two teams. Those two games.
I asked him before he
definitely headed in the right direction. We just got to put it together on the road.
Didn't get right here. He said,
Kevin, if there's basketball royalty in Central Nebraska, it probably would be the dynasty family of the Baronics. Even with that,
so
Connor now is four-time MIAA player of the week.
I think he was.
Even surprised at the level of how well he's been able to play this season?
Or he really thought he was.
No, and I'll tell you why, because I work him out quite a bit. We do a lot of individuals together, and Connor is a very, very talented young man. He's got a great work ethic.
Real loose.
And when you really look at his skill set, you know, as I go through those workouts with him, he's a very explosive scorer, and he's showing that his confidence, his match, his productivity. And by that,
there's value to that.
When you work at it as hard as he does, you get confidence from the hard work. And then when you go into a game situation, and you have success, it becomes a cycle, and that's all that's happened to him.
If we didn't have the off-field stuff, and I've said this for the last year, I think take out Andrew Luck.
I just think probably the level of talent must be down
in
the conference
seven,
this year. That's what I told Connor. That's what I told him. You got to keep his head a little bit on his shoulders there.
Don't worry about that.
When I criticize when people say, well, how do you not? Listen, I love
Kevin Lofton with us here, and we keep talking about Baronic and Brozic and the Killer Bees, and it's really cool to have something on your team, no matter who it is, to kind of lean on and talk about how has the team responded since the injury to Ty Danielson, and what have you guys done with him?
What his expectations?
What have you done to replace him as far as minutes and things like that?
You can't make those decisions anymore.
I mean, one, we got the fortunate news. He's come back. You don't play a little bit. He played a little bit in the Hayes.
Football has to be.
I think he stuck a three in that game. I think he hit a three against
Emporia
as well.
You've got to pour your
we're very pleased to have Ty in our program. I said it because of his toughness.
That's the one thing
we identified in the summer with recruiting when he was going into his senior year. He was just a tough-minded kid that could really shoot.
I agree with you.
So losing him hurt us. At that young guys time when we didn't have him, we had to move Kevin Dineen into the starting lineup, and he's actually and running the point for us. We moved Isaiah over to the two-guard spot.
I
think we've gotten a level of comfort with that, and getting Ty back to help us off, help us coming off the bench.
We seem to be moving in the right direction. Especially,
again, fellas, you're only good as your last game. So, we've got to have a short memory when it comes to what happened against Hayes and get ourselves ready to go for the weekend. And he
struggled. There is that old cliche when you talk about freshman players that have given as many minutes as you guys have had is at the end of the season, they're not freshmen anymore. I think that's obviously the case with the freshman that you're dealing with, because you talked about him at the local luncheon last week, Isaiah McKay. I mean, he's just a grinder.
He gets in the gym a lot. He's getting better means a lot to him, a lot like Connor Baronic.
And, you know, I mean, we've been working a lot with his shooting. And that he's made strides in that of the area. Accuracy, I think at one point he was fine, 29 or 30% from the three-point line. Now he's up
as far as the ball coming out. His footwork,
and we can use some good shooting from him this weekend because both teams play quite a bit of zone. We're going to have to hit some open shots
Mark
to kind of loosen them up. But,
heard on
you know,
ESPN
our
radio.
Freshmen, it's not just
I want to get to
a
topic we've had.
You look
today.
At Lane Rourke in the game against
I've got
Fort
kids, you've got kids.
He stepped
How
up and hit two or three big threes there for us.
We talked about this Tennessee basketball team. These two teams played to lose. And I said, why can't you go to a 16-year-old?
He's done well throughout
this great high school
season. So you're right.
You
don't play like freshmen. I think they got it. Kind of got
let's
a chip
go play
on their
him
shoulders.
In about 6 weeks. You guys all know it.
They
lost
pretty
by
well, and they feel
I
like,
totally
you know, at this time of year, you're right.
Daughter,
they feel like
her.
They can play with anybody.
You're not committed enough to be a
Jeff
division
Jeff with us for
talented
another couple
enough.
Minutes. Coach, two different teams that you're going to be playing this weekend. One that everybody gets into the tournament, but we'll get to that in a moment. Northeastern State, a team that is towards the bottom of the conference, and then Central Oklahoma right there in the mix with you guys.
Like my
yeah,
my
no,
son,
it's
my son
here
is sophomore.
The thing that the, thing, the danger with Northeastern Oklahoma is that
for the next
you look at their
years.
Record right now,
and these kids they
and you look at the fact that we were able to handle them pretty easily at home.
Where that is,
you get a false
is
left or right handed.
He's right
handed. We haven't seen them in a couple of months.
The kid
it's been a while since
very
we played.
I mean, he lifts before
school. In some ways, they've gotten better.
5 days a week.
They're playing at home and they're playing for something. I think if I'm not mistaken, I've heard a big sweep.
I think every kid's different, but
and they
for,
get into
for
the,
this kid, for Joseph,
they make the conference tournament as a 12 seed, I think.
Dad, what do you think?
So
what do you think
they're gonna be ready to go.
Old.
I think you've got to forget records and what happened the first time around
are you
and just focus
a
on
phenom
the
right now? Are you
6'4",
did you play for 3,000 yards last year as a senior?
I think most of
these other guys are
going to
get these Division I offers.
They spread you out. They really
just try
to dribble penetrating kick.
One season
and they got a couple guys who really scored in Harrison and Lewis.
And listen, you're good. This is what you do well.
And what are some
this
things
you
that you're still kind of working on? I mean, this
yeah,
time of year,
you
just kind of polish things up a little bit. Is there still something out there you kind of feel
very
like, man, we really need to make some improvements
as far
in this
as
area?
Needs to improve.
Oh,
I think
always the defensive end of the floor, guys. You know that. I think, you know, we got a
couple
of guys that are really talented on the offensive end. And, you know, I think that when we're playing well offensively, we're pretty hard to beat. But you kind of give yourself a lot of margin for. I mean, if you play well defensively, like we did the first 20 minutes, then you see what we're capable of, and that's just kind of what we're trying to get out of our defense right now. Just consistency, getting the stops on a consistent basis, so we can go out and get in transition and really play to our strength on the offensive end of the floor.
All right, Kevin, hey, we'll let you get back to work. Best of luck this weekend and, you know, the importance of getting that four seed. Fairly important, my man.
Yeah, it's important, and we'd love to have it. Right now, a lot of it's out of our hands, though. I mean, we can only take care of what we can take care of. We probably got to have some help from above, from what I've been told. So we'll see. Help from above, meaning some guys have got to lose up ahead of us.
All right, Kev, hey, best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take
thanks,
care.
Kevin.
That's our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Call Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Checking a few of the other sports, the Loper wrestling team will be at regionals this weekend, trying to qualify for nationals in that bid to move after a national championship. The baseball team, as we talked about with Damon Day yesterday, 3-1 over the weekend. Max Ayoub didn't end up being the player of the week, but I guess they decided UNK can't have them all. They got two in track. They got men's basketball. They got tennis. So Max didn't get it, but he had a great weekend. Lopers went 3-1. They were supposed to open at home this weekend. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So the Northeastern Series will be moved to where they're going. Also, Oklahoma is where they're headed. Also, UNK tennis headed to Springfield, Missouri to take on a couple of nationally ranked teams in Drury and Harding, Arkansas this weekend. Anything else I'm missing there? Softball team, they're heading to Joplin, Missouri. They'll look to get into the win column this weekend. And they came back from Minnesota. I think, is that everything?
I think that's everything. The men's basketball team, they are so much fun to watch. I mean, everybody loves offensive basketball, but there was a couple plays. I remember an entry pass that Connor knocked loose, saved by another guy, and I can't remember who it was, and it was a hustle play for him. He was able to throw it up ahead to Connor, who was hustling. As soon as he made the defensive play, started going on transition, got a dunk on the other end. I mean, that's just a little bit of that basketball. There's just a basketball IQ on that team that's pretty solid. You know, just an overall team IQ that's pretty high.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, our Cunningham's comedy clip a little bit later on in the show. Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach. So stay with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community. All on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the President's Day offer is continuing at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick, GMC Cadillac and Carty, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, ready there for you, think midway.com. Get an additional $1,000 cash allowance on the 2014 or 2015 Volt, Cruze, Impala, and Camaros.
Nothing more presidential than a Camaro, baby.
That's right. The vehicles that are in stock are ready to deal for you. Always the Midway hassle-free price. But right now, the President's Day sale from their manufacturers. Get an extra $1,000 cash allowance. How about up to $1,000 owner loyalty cash on most 2014-15 vehicles if you currently own or lease a 99 or newer GM vehicle? See Midway for details or stop in and see them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway, Chevrolet Buick, GMC. See Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Let's do our Cunningham's comedy clip, Randy. What do you think about that?
I'm all in favor of it. And it's somewhat timely, you know, because something happened that's kind of associated with the movie recently.
So this is a movie.
I gave that away, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should know. People should know.
As William Blake wrote, the cutworm forgives the plum.
Let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
What's that got to do with this?
I got a message for all of them, right? Shake and bake.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is that, a catchphrase or is that epilepsy?
That just happened.
What movie is that from or the actor that is in it? And all you have to do is let us know. The answer. We've got a bunch of ways you can do it. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can comment on our Facebook post, and again, leave your name, your phone number, and the answer, and that way we can get a hold of our winner. Or you can call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, 308-646-0506. We'll go, hey, it's the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line. Leave your answer, and you've got a chance to win two tickets to Thursday night's comedy show.
You do sound pretty peppy on that. You sound pretty peppy on that recorded message.
308-646-0506. Leave your name, contact number, and, of course, the answer, and we will randomly draw out a winner to go see the Saucy Cabaret Review tomorrow night. It's every Thursday night, a different comedy act at Cunningham's. It's the early show at 7:30. For the early show, they have dinner, have a special spot, get you taken care of, roll on in about 6 to 6:30 to do that, eat your meal, and have a few beverages of your choice.
Libations.
Some
libations.
Then get ready for Saucy Cabaret Review. Of course, there's two shows every Thursday at 7:30 and at 10:30. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies today with a chance for rain, possibly changing to snow late this afternoon. We'll have breezy conditions with highs in the middle 40s, and we could see a few flurries early tonight with a low temperature dropping down to 5 above zero. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm sorry, it's just I keep talking about it. Jimmy Fallon just keeps knocking it out of the park. I got to figure out. Somebody just tell me how he has such rapport and knows all of these guests so well.
To get them to do what they do.
To do what they do on the show. This magic karaoke button he's got going, that's the latest. And Christina Aguilera on the show last night. And so him and Jimmy does a great job of impersonations. He did Michael McDonald, and you know, they do funny things.
They're obscure stuff, too. Well, I mean, Michael McDonald is somewhat obscure to today's generation.
You have to be able to do the imitation.
Yeah, yeah, to pull it off.
I think he did Itsy Bitsy Spider. Was that it? I mean, you can do Dylan. You can do all this. But let's see. Christina Aguilera did Cher. Let's see. What was the first one? Yeah, she did Cher doing the Folgers coffee jingle. And then the last one was Shakira doing something. But, of course, the home run hit was having her do Britney Spears. And, of course, the Aguilera Spears, whether it's a...
It's probably an invented feud as much
yeah,
as I
Yeah, whether it's a rivalry or not, who knows. But she had her singing This Little Piggy. And I mean, if you didn't know who was singing it, you would have thought it was Britney. I mean, she nailed it, the whole, you know, nasally dealio thingy out of the park. And it's just, it's good entertainment. I mean, it is. He is doing segments like Carson did in the old days. Leno did a few, his person on the street type stuff. But there
Stupid Patricks and stuff.
There yeah. weren't a whole lot of Leno skits. And he's carried some stuff over from his late night show. And maybe that's.
Probably where
Leno was late. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Conan. Yeah. I think Fallon
Letterman, when he was on. He was as creative as anybody with that stuff. But Fallon has taken it to a brand new level, and you're absolutely right in terms of how he has a rapport and he gets guys to do something. He had the guy from American Beauty, and he was on The Usual Suspects, and he
Kevin
was doing
Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Is this the same story you told last week?
Well, but it's just amazing to me the talent that he's able to find out of these guys, because you know he's doing a fairly serious, dramatic role on House of Cards now.
Do you stay up that late?
I don't. I you know
imagine. Oh man.
Well, I'm watching my stuff that I have DVR'd earlier in the day, you know, so I'm
just
going
to have to DVR it every night. I keep saying that, but I just, it's something that I can't believe. You don't hear that much about late night quips every once in a while, and
that's another thing that he's a master of is he'll get that YouTube clip out there and have it go viral, and that's another level of presence that kind of, and he's got us talking about it.
Well,
you know, in terms of how he does,
like
it.
I said, Kimmel right there, Letterman. I'm sure he's third in the rankings without looking at it right now, just because of the young viewers. But I just, maybe are we on a new late night? Is it time? I mean, is late?
Well, Colbert is coming,
again?
You know, and I think Colbert will do some stuff. It'll be interesting to see how Colbert does without being the character of Stephen Colbert.
There's the whole that Colbert, Jon Stewart. That's political. That's all political. That's political.
Colbert,
satire.
Colbert, his
political
satire was satiring himself.
It is
as much as anything.
It is nothing like what's on late.
Oh, it's different.
TV.
No, I don't
so
get me wrong.
It will be different. You got that right.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what Colbert is able to do, because Stephen Colbert, the character,
as long as he's eating pistachios.
Yeah. Come on. The guy makes pistachio commercials funny.
Well, they're like no other, just like our friends at T&L Irrigation. The 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching, so folks, find out why so many growers are moving to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. T&L's superior reliability, low maintenance, and safety, plus the simplicity of their hydraulic design, just a few of the reasons why a T&L irrigation system should be in your field in 2015. Guaranteed at the end of the year, it'll be lining your pockets with more cash off your great crop. I mean, you're spending the money on the seed and the chemicals or however you take care of your field when Mother Nature is not providing the rain you need. A good system that doesn't have the spoking, that doesn't break down, that doesn't have all the copper, T&L is there for you. T&L irrigation systems like no other. When we come back, Carrie Hostetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach, to preview the GPAC tournament after this.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for spring youth sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The spring youth sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
We know choosing a college can be hard, but Central Community College is here to help make that decision a little easier. Join Central Community College March 4th from 9 a.m. to noon on either their Columbus, Grand Island, or Hastings campuses for their campus visit days. Tour the campus of your choice, meet the faculty and staff, and learn what financial aid and scholarships are available to you. To register your visit online, go to cccneb.edu/visit. That's cccneb.edu/visit or call 1-877-222-0780.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Last year, Kearney Little League won their fifth consecutive Nebraska State Championship, and over 500 area boys and girls played baseball in Kearney Little League. Get your players signed up now for the 2015 season. There's an evening program for ages 8 to 15 and a daytime program run by UNK Baseball for 6 and 7-year-olds. Thank you again to our 2014 sponsors. Sign up at kearneylittleleague.org or at the Harmon Park Activity Center on Monday, March 2nd from 6 till 9.
Play ball!
Hey, Nebraska, if you've been waiting for a great deal on new tires, get to Big O Tires now. Because right now, when you buy 4 Big O brand tires, you'll save $100 instantly. Or buy 4 Big O tires and we'll give you a free all-wheel alignment and a free 5-quart oil change. It's your choice. We've got a great Big O brand tire for you and $100 in instant savings or a free alignment and oil change only at Big O Tires. Tire service straight talk. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstations. I'm going to find those gremlins. I'm going to thump them. I think the groundhog got loose today.
Don't feed them after midnight. I'm just saying. Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them wet.
A lot of places say they're a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both worlds like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, their flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame, then one of their homemade sauces seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. Enjoy the great wings. They have wing specials Mondays and Tuesday nights, and of course, anytime you can enjoy the wings. They've got lunch specials every single day for you. The lunch special runs from 11 to 4. They're open 7 days a week to take care of your hunger and thirst needs, or just to sit back and watch your favorite sports, offering the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages. If you need to rent out the party room, which has all kinds of fun and room for plenty for just a work gathering, maybe graduation, whatever the case may be, a little surprise birthday party, the Chicken Coop is there for you. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Kearney. Well, tonight the Hastings men are on the road to take on 5th-ranked Morningside in the first round of the GPAC tournament. The 12th-ranked Hastings women are at home to take on Doan and win the season series from those pesky Tigers. And head coach Kerry Hofstetter joins us here. The tip-off tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena is at 7 o'clock. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Coach, good morning, and let's go get something done here tonight, huh?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. We're ready. We're ready for what? What do we need? 8 in a row? Is that the number? 8 in a row now?
Yeah. We need 8 in a row to win a national championship. So we've won 17 out of the last 19, so I think we're headed in the right direction.
Before we jump into the conference tournament, you want to be in the talk and in the conversation with 1 and 2. And 1 and 2 put on a whale of a ball game on Saturday. Do you sit back and look at that? I mean, more than scouting, do you watch a game like that on tape?
I will. I haven't yet. I've watched the end of it just because I was curious about how the end went down. But you know, right now we're pretty focused on the Doan Tigers. They've given us 2 great games this year, and obviously it's one of our rivalries, and so. They always come to Hastings ready to play, and it should be a great game tonight.
Kerry, what problems does Doan present? I mean, they have battled you guys pretty well this year. What do they do that you guys have trouble countering? I mean, you've also got your wins against them too.
Sure, they obviously are pretty aggressive and scrappy defensively, and they match up with us pretty well. Their post players are obviously really good. Dospel's probably one of the best post players in the conference. She causes some mismatch problems just with her ability to play on the perimeter, and then also obviously she's really effective in the post. And then the Broman kid has been a difficult matchup for us at times. I think the last time we played them, we did much better on their post players, but their guards are obviously very talented too, and like I said, they just match up with us really well, and tend to just play us pretty tough.
Kerry Hofstetter with us here, Hastings College coach. Refresh my memory: was the second game the one that Van Kirk had to sit out?
Yeah. She played about 10 minutes of the game. She had the flu, and wasn't very effective in the first half. She really tried to play and give us everything she could, but couldn't really help us. So we decided not to play her much in the second half. I think she played about the first 2 minutes and then sat. So we obviously had a difficult time scoring. I think we had 49 points that game. So it's hard to win a college basketball game when you make 16 baskets, but somehow we managed to do it.
Yeah, 49-44. The first game was 89-81. Doan won in overtime, and I'm sure it wasn't all Van Kirk. And out after you got over the freakout factor, that since that happened on game day, do you expect, and what kind of a game are you expecting tonight? That one in the 50s or that one in the 80s?
Well, I hope it's not in the 80s. I hope our defense is a little bit improved from the first time we played them in November. But, you know, it's one of those games where you're not sure what to expect. Like I said, they're very talented, and they've struggled as of late a little bit. But they've played a lot of zone teams, and we obviously don't defend in a zone. So, you know, I would expect it to be somewhere in between there, maybe in the 60s or 70s.
Early part of the season, Kerry, you guys were, you know, something like 4-5, but as you mentioned, winning 17 of your last 19 games. What's different? I mean, it's the same personnel. What's changed that's got you guys so hot right now?
Well, I think, you know, we've obviously returned some great players with Jamie Van Kirk and a couple of others who have played significant minutes for us over their careers, Chelsea Morton and Hallie Samuelson and Sierra Williamson are all players that have contributed for us, Abby Jackson, of course, but we added some new faces, and anytime you do that, as many as we did, and players that play significant minutes, it just took us a while to kind of bring those two groups together, and I think our chemistry is much better now as a team. I think we've been through some adversity, and our kids have grown closer together, and they've also learned how to play with each other. And I think that's been evident here, especially to me over the past 5 to 10 games. It just seems like we understand each other, and there's just a lot better understanding and chemistry on both ends of the floor.
Kerry Hofstetter with us for another minute, getting ready to take on the Doan Tigers tonight, 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. Doan looks like they've got a little bit of depth. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, they do. They do. They've got some young guards, a couple of freshman guards, and Savage and Kenneth Dodd both can score it, and that's added the depth for them. They've basically returned their entire team from last year, the top six that played significant minutes. So they've really just added, three or four kids to that mix that have really contributed and helped them get to where they're at, this season. So they're three deep at the post, and all three of them have been successful against us in the past. So we're going to have to really do a great job in the paint today.
And Kerry, big picture here, if you make the run here, you'll have to face the number three team in the country, the number one team in the country. If you get past tonight, you're the number 12 team in the country, I would assume secured a spot in the national tournament no matter what happens here. So how do you approach this conference tournament?
Well, I think, our kids are highly motivated right now to obviously play Doan again. That's always something that our kids are excited about. But then, looking at the rest of the tournament, our last contest with Concordia was intense, and they shot 85% in the second half and beat us by seven. And ever since that happened, I think our kids have hoped for an opportunity to get another shot at them. And if we can win tonight, we'll have that opportunity. And so really, you don't really talk about that they're number one and three in the country. You talk about opportunities to beat a team that you haven't been able to beat yet this year. And like I said, I think our kids are really motivated to do that.
Which one of these lower seeds is dangerous right now? Has maybe caught a little something here over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think Northwestern is always dangerous. They play a style that's, difficult to defend. They want to score in transition in the first 6 seconds that they have the ball in their possession. So I think they're always dangerous, and they really know how to be successful in the postseason. If you look over the last 10 years, they've gotten hot, in the late season and into the conference tournament. So I think they're fairly dangerous, and Doan, Mount Marty are both highly talented teams who are really capable of scoring a lot of points. I'm not sure Mount Marty has enough defensively to slow Concordia down enough to get a win on the road there. But, you know, they're capable of scoring a lot of points, and if they shoot the ball well from three, they're difficult to slow down.
Opening round tonight, the semifinals Saturday, the high seed or the best seed will host, of course, and then the championship is next Tuesday. Last question, Kerry, because if you do face Concordia yet again on Saturday, I know that this isn't direct because you weren't the head coach at the time and she only played 1 year at Sandy Creek, but how does any Sandy Creek girl get away from you guys at Hastings? Bailey Morris over to Concordia now. What the heck's going on?
There was actually a recent article about that, and she mentioned that she wanted to come here and play here, and then when we went to Fort Hays, she, you know, that was her dream then to follow us there, and it didn't work out. I'm actually really close with her family, and it's always a challenge to be on opposite sides of the bench and to compete against each other. But she's a great player, and she's had a phenomenal career, and we haven't done a great job of getting her slowed down or eliminating her touches or making her have a bad game, but we maybe have one more shot at it. So I don't know how we lost the Sandy Creek kid, but she's definitely been a struggle for us to be successful against here in the last couple of years.
Well, Hastings in the top 15 in the country. Coach Hobson has Hayes down there in the top 5 in the country. And Bailey's got Concordia at number 3. So there's quite a little trio there that are doing some good things. Kerry, we'll let you get back to work. And, hey, best of luck tonight and throughout the tournament.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kerry.
Kerry Hofstetter, the head women's basketball coach, doing an outstanding job down there at Hastings. It's tough to be 12th in the country and 3rd in your conference.
Yeah, I mean, that just says a lot about the depth of that conference. But that conference is always good in women's basketball. It seems like they're always outstanding. When you take a look at the run where Hastings College was winning national championships, they're ready for that national tournament because of the conference schedule that they played year in and year out.
Hastings College, again, hosting Doane tonight at 7. The other women's games, the number 1 seed Morningside hosting Dakota Wesleyan, and then the number 2 seed Concordia hosting Mount Marty, and the number 4 seed Briarcliff hosting Northwestern of Iowa. On the men's side tonight, as we mentioned, number 8 Hastings will be at number 1 Morningside. They're number 1 on both the men and women. So that's an 8 o'clock men's game on 1230 KHS. The 2 seed Dakota Wesleyan will host Concordia, the 3 seed Midland will host Dort, and the 4 seed Briarcliff will be hosting Nebraska Wesleyan. How about the Nebraska women last night? They just blow the doors off Minnesota. I think this must have been that trap game for Minnesota. They had just come off huge performances. The National Player of the Week and Amanda Zawi B held in check last night. Can you believe that in 2 games she averaged 33 points and 28 rebounds. Average. That wasn't the total in the 2 games. Now, one of them was double overtime against Michigan, but they beat Iowa, they beat Michigan, and she had...
You'll have teams that won't have 28 rebounds.
Yeah, 66 points, 67 points, and 56 rebounds in those 2 games.
That's the part that blows my mind away. You'll get offensive players who have a surge, and they have a couple of nice games, and they'll score numbers like that. But come on, that you're out-rebounding entire teams. That's the part of that that's incredible to me.
And Nebraska now 20 wins for the 4th consecutive year. They'll wrap up the regular season against Ohio State. You look at the bracketology Charlie Cream does for ESPN, I think Nebraska taking a big hit, and I can see it, but they're not looking overall. They're looking recently without Terrio, and the losses starting to pile up. There is a 9 seed, which their numbers shouldn't. I mean, if you just looked at overall 20-8, you wouldn't be a 9 seed, but that's what they're looking at right now. And, of course, you don't want to be an 8 or 9.
No.
Because then you got a 1 in the next round.
And getting out of the first weekend is pretty tough. If
you don't
want to
be with Connecticut.
No.
And then the other ones are Notre Dame, Tennessee, and South Carolina. He hasn't been with South Carolina right now. Tennessee, that'd be okay.
Yeah, Tennessee would be a much better draw than either South Carolina or Connecticut.
You don't want to be.
No, you don't want to be in that 8-9 game. So that's why, again, I'd have him about a 6.
Seriously,
you know,
10's better.
Oh, yeah.
How weird is that? How about, and this has been getting some play, and I saw it yesterday, the whichever state it was.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, huh? The 2 girls teams that didn't want to win.
Yeah.
You didn't want to win very bad because you didn't get it going right away, you idiots. It was 30-25 when you decided that, okay, they're not going to let us lose. If you don't know the story, it's like okay, if we lose, we don't have to play Connecticut in the NCAA tournament. If we win, we do have to play Connecticut in the NCAA tournament. So that's kind of what they're talking about. And so the two teams were intentionally going over and back, intentionally getting 10-second calls. It got so bad that one of the girls actually shot at the other team's basket, which would have given them 2 points. And, of course, mm-hmm. it took them to the second half to figure that one out. But how is this game not 4-2? If you're really trying to lose, how is it not 4-2? One team put in all their backups, you know. And they're both suspended. They both were suspended from the state tournament or the regional tournament, what we would call sub-districts.
Yeah, and I think that's appropriate. Again, it's different if a college is doing it, and I don't know why a college would ever do it. But, you know, Colin was talking about it today, and I get it in the NFL. I get it in the NBA. I get it in...
You're going for draft picks. Improve your team.
How are you making your team better in high school by tanking a game? You get to play this really, really good team, but if you play with them, even if you don't beat them, if you play with them, if you have a good game against them, that could be the highlight of the season.
You'd have to play them eventually, right?
You would think.
Would you rather lose to number one or number 62? Number 14.
You're going to get knocked out eventually. Again, I don't get it. I don't get why you'd want to do that. I think the state of Tennessee did absolutely the right thing. At the high school level, it's absolutely wrong. Collins' points about trying to get better draft picks in the NBA and resting players because they're late in a game and we're going to lose this game, but we got a game coming up tomorrow. Let's rest some legs. I get that. But to just... No, we just don't want to play these guys. We're going to intentionally tank it. That makes no sense to me. I think the state of Tennessee absolutely did the right thing.
The only shred of any thought that I would give to one of the coaches in this situation is that if you're on bench A and bench B is tanking it and you notice it, you as coach A say, I ain't letting this happen. And so you are playing into their game. Now, right or wrong, I can see the thought process there. Now, I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah,
the second coach saying, really? Okay, if that's what you want to do, that's what I'm going to do. That's where a little bit of ego comes in, and we know that
I'll show you how to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know how to lose.
But the whole thing is just...
I'll show you how to lose.
It's ugly. I hope they don't do that in travel team.
No.
Sub-district basketball, we are on to the sub-district finals. Here are the matchups tomorrow in C&D. Central Catholic will play Wood River. Cozad will play Gothenburg. And Ainsworth will play O'Neill in C1. In C2, it will be Sutton against Southern, St. Cecilia against Donovan Trumbull, Ravenna against Gibbon, Southern Valley against North Platte, St. Pat's. In D1, Bruning Davenport Shickley will play Heartland, Ansley Litchfield against South Loop, Blue Hill against Kennesaw, Amherst against Elm Creek, Brady against Southwest. In D2, Lawrence Nelson against Exeter Milligan, Wilcox Hildreth against Heartland Lutheran, Pleasanton, Cale Miller. Second time this season, game-winning three. It was actually at the buzzer in the conference tournament. It was with 2 seconds left last night. They win by 3 over Sandhill Stedford. They'll play Anselmo Myrna. Elwood will play Bertrand. Girls, district final. Kearney will host Fremont. And you just feel for Fremont. Great for Kearney. But Fremont without Jess Shepherd is just old Fremont. And Kearney, one win away from making it to the state tournament. That game is here on ESPN tomorrow. I do want to bring up one situation here, because sometimes... you look at the dynasties. I'm interested in watching this Cozad Gothenburg story. Now, it's going to be tough. I just don't think they're getting a lot of credit. And maybe they played better than usual last night. They beat Minot and Kearney Catholic, teams I see a lot more. But I watched those two teams play last night. And when you think stud basketball and boys, you don't think Cozad and Gothenburg. You think football.
Oh, yeah.
You think maybe track, baseball, there's athletes that have definitely came out of those schools.
Division One and NFL players out of Gothenburg and Cozad.
The teams combined haven't won a state tournament game since 72. Combined. Gothenburg's been there once since 64. Now, Cozad got there last year in a different district and lost Wayne in the first round. And they'll have to get past the Central Catholic Wood River winner, and both of those teams have 20 wins, and both of Gothenburg and Cozad have 18. But it's just a special run. You kind of hope one of them can continue their run, because there's no doubt in my mind those athletes aren't being considered a lot for All-State and things like that, because they're not a perennial power. And no, I just, no. It's one of those things where, you know what?
They're seen as basketball players playing football. They're seen as football players playing basketball is the kind of the cliche that you kind of have there. And yeah, it'd be nice to see them have a nice little run there. But
baseball players at Cozad anyway. I'll tell you what, Connor Young.
He's just an athlete, yeah.
With Tovic last night, 20 in the first half. What? In the first half. So it'll be fun to watch. And that Borchardt kid is pretty big over at Gotham.
He's thick.
He's a big boy. They got a nice sophomore 6'7 post player that's coming along. So they'll play tomorrow night. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and wrap up our program after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The 30th annual Vital Signs Health Fair is March 28th and 29th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Register now at marylanning.org. On the top row, find the red star in the words Health Fair. Click there and complete the registration form. For those without computer access, contact Butler Vollen Funeral Home for registration help, weekdays 1 to 5 p.m. Either way, your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. Pre-registration is open now through 5 p.m. March 25th at marylanning.org or with help from Butler Vollen.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Wednesday, it's a Big East battle when Marquette travels to take on number 23 Butler. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join Kevin Lee and Clark Kellogg from Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis for all the action. Can the Bulldogs bounce back from a double-digit loss at Xavier, or will the Golden Eagles come away with an upset? Marquette, Butler, if it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Wednesday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Daddy's show with our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Should the NCAA women's basketball tournament field be expanded? A lot of people would like that, I guess.
I don't understand why is there 68 in the men and only 64 in the women. We're still looking at the same conferences here.
That whole thing was screwed up. What was it, the Mountain West split? So they kept one automatic bid instead of yanking another one away, and so then they needed.
How would that not be true on the women's side?
It's just,
I mean, because those conferences play both men's and women's basketball, didn't they not? Why would it be different? I don't understand why they're on different paths anyway.
How about this one? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Would you be in favor of college basketball going to the quarter system like pros in high school instead of two separate 20-minute halves? That's a 20-minute half. Now that goes to world basketball. That goes to international basketball. But not everything. I think some of the women's games, do I remember right, Jordan Hooper and the gang? And I'm not going to say that I watch a lot of international women's basketball, but I think they played quarters. The men play halves.
It might be true.
What do you think?
I don't know if it's
there's
a
huge
difference.
There's so damn many TV timeouts now anyway. Can you tell?
My preference would be probably just the two halves because you have that – I don't want to call it an artificial break in there. But you need that, I think, in high school game to kind of get a little bit of the coaching. I don't think you need that in the college game near as much or the international game. What you run into is somebody will score then with 1.9 seconds left, and you run into that. That happens to you twice and a half and if you got the quarter system versus once. And it does kind of – you just kind of have the bad luck of the draw. You got the ball just at the wrong time and it cost you a possession in a way. You know, if you get a held ball with 1.3 seconds left and it's the arrow's pointing your way, congratulations, you get the ball. Good luck getting 90 feet away and getting a bucket in 1.3.
I guess I don't have any problem with the way it is now, so I would venture towards two halves.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting concept. I will say this, and vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstations.com. If they went to the four quarters, they would definitely have to change what they're doing with timeouts, mm-hmm. with media timeouts. You could still take your one a quarter, but then your quarter break would have to figure into that.
Yeah, you'd have to factor in those timeouts. There's a reason they make them call a timeout in the first half so they don't save them all for the end of the game.
So would you make them 10-minute quarters or would you make them 12-minute quarters and extend the college game? I don't think you can. They are so in love with that two-hour window,
mm-hmm.
so where every time you can join the next game in progress.
Yeah, because they always go a little bit longer. You want to change a rule. Here's a rule I think you change in basketball, and this is true at all levels. You got a hell ball. You know, where you got the jump ball situation, alternating possession.
Mm-hmm.
If the defense creates the hell ball, they just get the ball. Inbound it, let's go. You get the ball. Now, on a shot, you know, where now everybody gets to go battle for the basketball and they tie up the rebound, now it's alternating possession. But if you're dribbling, I come in and make a good defensive play and create a hell ball with you, I should get the ball because I made a play, you didn't. There you go. You want to change a rule in basketball, that's the rule you change. My opinion.
Because it would go from a foul to their ball.
Well, and I'm not talking foul. I mean, a foul is a foul is a foul. I mean, I'm not changing what is a foul.
In the official's mind. And then he'd have to call one or the other.
Well, if it's a held ball, then the defense gets the ball. They created a held ball. They get the ball.
But you know what I'm saying? In the current system, if you don't call the foul, then the offense still gets the ball without calling the foul.
Well, half the time they would get it.
Exactly.
I understand what you're saying, but again, if it's a foul, you call foul. You know, and now you're taking the officiating to the next kind of level. And by the way, one other thing, let's not have a rule in college basketball you can't storm the floor. Because come on, what are we talking about? What was the issue in the Kansas State Kansas game? What was the issue? Something could have happened. Something could have happened. 1,200 people were on the court, and something could have happened. There was maybe an elbow that was thrown. You mean like a foul on every rebound that you had the entire game? But now, since it's from a different student athlete versus one that's a college basketball player, now we got to worry about it. It hasn't really been a problem, you know. I just don't see we're trying to fix something that isn't broken. That's one of the great things about college basketball is how invested the fandom is.
Tony says that high school should go to two halves, 18 minutes with 9 minute. He's got timeout. I assume he means halftime, 9 minute halftime. He thinks high school should do that, two halves.
I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I mean, I don't know if you'd necessarily need to change it, but I don't have any problem with that. That'd be all right with me. Not the rule I would change. I already told you the rule I would change, but that's not a bad idea.
You can tweet us anytime at ESPN 1460 1550. Going back to a conversation we had earlier, Mark in Minden says maybe Randy would be funnier on the show if he were playing a character.
Now, is he saying that I'm not funny? Is that the shot that I'm getting here? Is that the shot?
What kind of funny?
It's highly accurate, mind you, but it's...
What kind of funny are you? Am I like clown funny? Am I ha-ha funny? Am I funny looking?
Do I amuse you?
Yeah.
Do I amuse you?
Good Lord, let's get out of here before things go totally crazy. Tomorrow, folks, we will be at Bandits because that is where Sean Callahan will be tomorrow. Tonight he is at Cunningham's. We hope to see you there, free, open to the public for his spring tour. And the best part, you get to ask all the questions you want. Sean's got a variety of knowledge on a variety of topics. He'll answer it from the coaching change to the assistant coaches to the recruits. You'll see the video to spring. spring ball to, hey, who's the quarterback? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? Come on out tonight. Free, open to the public. And, of course, enjoy some appetizers, your meal, your beverages. It's all there tonight at Cunningham's at 6. Then we're at Bandits tomorrow. And Bandits also will be going at 6 and free. Same story. Open to the public for Sean. We'll talk with Danger Coach Mike Davis. We will talk with Bruce Swihart from Fauner Park. Hugh Miner stepping down. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Loyola Marymount baseball coach Jason Gill as they host the Huskers. He'll join us tomorrow. Today, we want to thank Loper coaches Brady Bonzel on the track, Kevin Lofton on the basketball court, Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter for joining us. Don't forget to get your answer in for our Cunningham's comedy clip. And, Randy, see you tonight.
That just happened.
See you tomorrow.